From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a surprise meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to exchange views on how to prepare for the North's possible summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, who recently canceled the June 12th meeting. Mr. Trump said he canceled the planned talks with Kim, blaming recent threatening statements by Pyongyang to pull out of the summit over what he saw as confrontational remarks by U.S. officials. Later, the president indicated that the summit might still take place next month because Washington and Pyongyang are communicating. An American who had been held a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back in the United States. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. They then were met at the White House with President Trump.
We have Josh Holt and his wife Tammy, and they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison, almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Holt and his wife had been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons. This is a charge that they deny. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding around a dozen more. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out that bombing. An insurgent spokesman claimed the powerful blast killed and wounded more than 100 Afghan security personnel, although the Taliban casualty tolls are often inflated. This is VOA News. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device that had been placed near the border fence. Israel said in a statement the charge was placed last night near the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip in an attempt to harm forces operating in the area and was neutralized this morning by IDF troops. At least 118 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the Gaza Strip since mass protests and clashes broke out in March. 4 Russian servicemen have been killed by militant fire in Syria, Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday. 5 other soldiers were wounded in the incident in Syria's eastern province, according to the ministry, when several mobile terrorist groups attacked a Syrian government artillery position at night. The ministry said the Russian casualties were military advisors to the Syrian troops. The statement did not say when the fighting occurred, although several reports suggest that it may have taken place last Wednesday. A monitor for the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told the French news agency 9 Russian soldiers died Wednesday, alongside at least 26 Syrian troops. As health officials and professionals in the Democratic Republic of Congo treat the number of people showing up in clinics with symptoms of Ebola, 3 patients actually escaped from a hospital. 2 of them died the next day. Reuters' Aaron Ross is in Dakar.
This is extremely concerning, especially because the fact that they died so shortly thereafter means that they were extremely contagious to those around them. And so, you know, health workers worked very quickly to identify all the contacts, the people they came into contact with, to vaccinate some of those people and further trace any additional contacts that may have taken place.
And with more than twice as many Ebola outbreaks as any other country since the virus was discovered in 1976, the people of Congo are familiar with Ebola's destructive power, yet they fear and have suspicion of medical authorities. Experts say this is contributing to the difficulties in containing the spread of the disease. Irish citizens have voted by large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law. Ireland's health minister, Simon Harris, says there were a lot of tears of relief when the referendum passed.
It's not celebration in the marriage equality sense. Termination is never a cause for celebration. No woman ever wants to find themselves in that situation. But it is certainly relief that Ireland has voted to be a more compassionate place.
The vote eliminates a 1983 amendment that required authorities to defend the lives of women and fetus equally and banned abortion under nearly every other circumstance. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.